1977. Brenda McCallum interviewing the Reverend and Mrs. Thurlow Weed at their home at 717 Symington Street, Key West, Florida, about playing the conch shell. January 30th, 1977.
Automatic level setters on?
Yeah, which is also bad. It's easier for them to mic, but see how it comes out. This is not, won't be the best fidelity, but it'll do.
Which one's coming?
Yeah. And what I plan to do is send this tape up to my friend from the Department of State, who's on the school system. And she just left Key West a few days ago. She's been scaring the state for people who are coming from participating in the festival and stuff that they can. I think the Japanese are going to make
it. Is there
Florida folklore, basically. She has cranks, people making nets, people that make art instruments, blues singers, folk musicians, folk crafts, people that make artists. I've never been to the crown, it's been going on for 26 years now. Last year they had 30,000 people. Well, I don't think anybody knows about White Springs, Florida.
No, I was thinking, I thought it was someplace in New York.
No. It's sponsored by the Department of State. She didn't know about you, unfortunately, when she was here, but I'm sure she would have. Does anybody else play the conch shell as well as you can?
As far as I know, a lot of people play. Well, no, wait a minute. Let's define our terms. Play notes on conch shells, yes, a lot of people do. As far as playing music on a conch shell, as far as I know.
And people that play notes, is that for fun, for communication?
So we keep conch shells by the telephones to let the other person know to pick up the telephone. They are used sometimes on local buildings to help transmit signal devices. Now if your electric thing goes out, that disc, which can be heard forever, will be locked.
I've read that they were used in the homes in the 19th century and earlier for electrics. But I didn't realize it was so much.
We had a house guest yesterday who was from India and took from Bangladesh. They don't play music on them, just simply notes, just a sustained note as a part of religious ceremonies. Well, we're traveling here with the Key West in the band, we're just taking a conch shell shot, and we're all about conch shells, which are both from here. And Indian street beggars use them. And according to the one volume encyclopedia, the Columbia Encyclopedia, I believe the second edition, not the third. The third was dropped out. The second edition initially used in Mesopotamia as far back as 1000 BC. Apparently, all seaside populations use fairly good ones. There's an old story that proves it. And a year or so ago, I was exploring around on a mound, used a mound on the west coast. Florida had a site that has been specified by the request of the owner, and found one, and closed the place. So apparently there's something to that. Because that's not a fake that somebody's planting, because I'm sure you would think it gets old, weathered, falling apart, crudely made.
How did you get involved with that? What do you call it, blowing the conch shell, playing it, or torturing it? You just do it.
Just do it. I got involved because a few years ago I saw somebody playing a note online, and I am a trained musician. I forget to make one note, but what do we do? Two. And let's just try it, and I started playing more than two.
What kind of music do you play? What instruments do you play?
Better say that it's just the way I'm not playing. Or what instruments have I not studied? Well, I have anything at all that will stay within the range of your shot. Very limited. My major shell, I'm like, right, my playtest, that's the best. So. Ranges from an F down to about an A flat. But I really want to work at a G. So something a bit less than an octave. So the tune has to stay within an octave. Or a bit less. And I start to think about it, I'm bring any one of my tunes to stay within an octave. Somewhere there's a note going to go way out. What happens very often is the piano player plays a few bars to set the key and help us find where the note is. And then we play. And depending on the tune, if we stop playing, the piano carries on. And then we come back in. And most generally then, when we get finished, the piano just ties it off.
And who is the man?
Mr. M. Joseph Rowe. He's organist of St. Paul's Episcopal. West is Scott.
Yes, and a very overall position.
At least launching the Mozart Festival last night. Yeah. And he's our piano player. We are you familiar with the front of the Concho One piano test?
I just heard about it in Concho Piano.
Right. Well, that happened to me.
What do they do now?
Well, they play the Concho, a little concho. Blow and play, that may be the two proper terms.
We play, they blow.
They blow.
And what's the context?
Well, they,
who blows the longest? Perhaps?
Well, they set up age groups, you know, 3 to 5, 6 to 8, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and then 18 and up, which they call the Geritol group. And they judge, you know, the people there bring their own conch shells, and they get up there and they play, blow. And they're judged on the clarity of their tone, the loudness of it, the duration of it, how they behave when they're on the stage, demeanor, special effects, things like that. Every once in a while you get some housewife will get up and do a rooster crowing imitation, and things like this. And under the mistaken impression that no one over 18 can compete in a contest, I've never entered it. What happened? Listen to that or something.
I don't know. I don't.
But anyhow, one year, about 5 or 6 years ago, I descended upon that contest, having gotten together with Joe Lowe, the piano player. And I said, now look, I don't know what they're doing down there. If you play and I play, we can have a lot of fun, but unfortunately we can't compete because we're over 18. Let's just go down and have fun. So we did, and it went over. We didn't begin the next year. And then the next year we added somebody playing a second shell, so two shells. We did that for a
while. Yeah, and then you had some trouble with your second player.
Well, only then because he moved to Tampa, that was the trouble we had.
Yeah.
And then last year we got another fellow to play. No, 2 years ago. We got another guy, but he was actually a jazz group player. And that didn't work out any too well. And so then last year we got another guy, and he doesn't know anything about music, and that didn't work out too well. All due respect to the fine qualities of these gentlemen, of course, we just can't play concho the way we play it well enough to work. So next March, when this happens again, she's going to play second show.
Yeah, he played a great
Well, she played nationwide on NBC and also nationwide in Canada on CBC all alone. Press did an article about a year ago, almost a year ago, in Key West, at this comic shop.
Is that an AP?
California one, right? What they'd done, they'd send an article to Miami Herald. And then they
picked up my AP.
And they telephoned down here and they said, "You always see this thing in the Miami Herald," which I haven't seen actually. And so I prattled away. I don't have any idea what I said. They wrote it to me. And then radio stations began to call. Ames, Iowa. Columbus, Ohio. Washington, D.C. And finally WOR in New York and a couple of other places in Carolina.
And one in Canada.
Well, that's when we were in New York, because then New York Magazine.
When was this that you were
last summer.
What
was the question I was going to say?
Oh, you were saying you could play a trick on me in terms of
second player thing. Oh, yeah. Oh, how can you find out about us? Some mystery man last year, about this time, before the phone show, won a contest at Telephone House, what's that money house, which he wrote in Congress, and somebody asked him about this contest. Blowing contest. And he was from New York. Something about bicentennial, and nobody knew anything about anything. And so we went in and innocently blew the contest last year. And then the guy surfaced. He plumbed down over New York just to hear this and decided, yes, this should be included in the festival. So
we were there for 10 days.
2 weeks all told.
He would think.
But that's Coles to Newcastle with a vengeance. Hawaii, they play the conch shell. Well, I wrote the article and mailed it off to them, and I haven't heard from them since.
Have you ever heard of any old timers around here that play the show?
Not really, no.
What's the hell about the
Well, I, yeah, but well, you maybe just have a bad day or something. Shortly after we came here, I vaguely remember reading something in the paper about an international home show blowing contest in Key West and Nassau. This was before I knew so I didn't, you know, I didn't think I'd still be here. And the man's name was Hector Barroso. He said, was going to Nassau to defend the title and something like this. Then a couple of years later, the first time I went down that concho blowing contest, I was sitting there all sweaty and nervous, you know, ready to do my thing. It was announced that Hector Barroso, the world champion concho player, was going to give a demonstration. And I nudged Joe, the piano player, sitting next to me, and I said, look, it's called Will Sutton, something like this. And he got up and he couldn't get
He
couldn't get it to start for a while.
No, and
then he just got a couple of honks out of it.
Yeah.
And then a big ovation sat down and that was it.
Yeah. Was that all of his show? Was it
yes.
That was it. I don't know. Maybe he had indigestion or fought with his wife. I don't know.
But that's never happened to you when you picked up a show.
Well, occasionally, yes, it did. As a matter of fact, I had to tell the truth program. I made a false start and had to start over.
Oh, no.
But apparently nobody really knows the thing, and I can't really understand why, except there's no reason to play it.
Why
it's not
play?
Hard. It's fun. And I've had 2 free trips to New York out of it. And, you know, that's a decent price.
Nice.
Sure. And it's also just plain fun.
Would you care to give us a short demonstration?
No problem with that, but our son's upstairs hopefully sleeping. So perhaps we could go over to the church to do that because it's perhaps a little less noisy.
Before we do that, is there anything else you need to add? I have to admit, I don't know the right questions to ask.
Well, I suppose you should know that basically to make the concerto musical instrument, what you have to do is have a masonry blade, a high power, high speed saw, and cut off the top, the tip of the very top of the spire, and then lever out the resulting cross section of the spiral so that you have a cup instead of a blocked thing. And otherwise, no alteration is made in the shell. And then once he plays it like a trumpet, puts that cup to be able to do it, blows like a trumpet, and then changes pitch by putting the hand in and out of the hole.
You mentioned at least two different kinds of functions.
Oh. The word, you know, the common name is a treacherous thing. What's a conch shell? The two local common ones are the Strombus gigas, which is the queen conch local, and the Pleuropulca gigantea, which is the called the horse conch. They both play. I suppose any rather massive conical shell that has a lot of airspace in it with a spiral will play a helmet shell. Well, I have one Hawaiian shell. The one I play in Hawaii is Tritone Plutonis.
It's
right. Right. Bernini's fountain there in Rome has the has Tritone playing on the Plutonis. The water coming out now. They park cars all around. You can't see it. Those are the only three that we have here on the island. And I never play with Tritone anyway because it's not. I mean, our local shells play better.
Yeah.
There's more musical possibilities.
How do you judge the quality? You said you have one particular shell that works well with you. Is it the amount of notes you can get out?
Yeah. And also, I've become accustomed to the shell. I don't have to use my ear so much anymore to know where to put my hand to get the note I want. I've through the years learned the feel of where to put my hand in that particular shell. I pick up another shell and get the notes off. Listen and be more careful. But this one, it's now become sort of automatic. Just where to put my hand, but even so, I mean, I can enjoy it.
Can you list for the tape just the names of some of the songs you have? Part of your repertoire?
Sure.
Since New York,
my repertoire is enlarged, yes. I had to study new things because after all, you're tired of playing the same old.
Did you practice a lot for that trip?
We practiced enough actually to get her lip working and to get her really broken in. And also,
that more or less tells on your lips.
And then practiced also to get me to build up my endurance on it. Because I had to do actually more playing than you did.
Yeah.
But your playing had to be perfect when you were. But you had lots of time to rest, but I had to just sort of keep going.
Yeah.
So we did practice. Me for endurance and her to be broken in. Yeah, I'll read a list of things that we have played or could play. One or two of which we haven't really worked out yet. But if you want, I'd be willing to try them on the tape. Oh, Susanna. Camp Town Races. Grand March from Aida. The Ode to Joy from Beethoven's Ninth Symphony.
Oh, no.
The Shaker Hymn, 'Tis a Gift to be Simple. Sentimental Journey. Kumbaya. He's got the whole world in his hands. A Hawaiian hula, which is named something that I can't pronounce in Hawaiian. Hawaii Ponoi, which used to be the national anthem of Hawaii before the lost nationhood.
Where did you learn the Hawaiian songs today?
Somebody has sent them to me. My Country, 'Tis of Thee. Angels We Have Heard on High, the King Conk March.
Is that an original number?
Yes,
yep.
That's composed by our piano player, Mr. Lowe. And as far as we know, it's the only piece of original music ever composed. Once you've played that, you've played the world's literature. And then you have to go into adaptations of other things. And I'm working on the... I've got to do this more seriously, because I want to introduce this year, the conch shell blowing contest, but I'm quite busy. I'm working on the flight.
But it's a lot of tongue work.
So far, that's approximately our repertoire. And It's limited to that simply because these are the only things I've thought of that stay within range. I mean, there must be a dozen other things that stay within the range. And one day it suddenly occurred to me, oh, Susanna and Camptown Races will stay within the range. Except for about 3 notes in Camptown Races, but the piano can take care of that.
What was the first song that you ever played in the concert?
Yeah, it's Beethoven.
Yeah,
Go to Joy.
Go to Joy. It's great.
I suppose you could do Old MacDonald and Fantasia on Mary Had a Little Lamb and things like that. Yeah, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star would work. That stays with the and then he played Mickey Mouse.
Oh, no.
And then he ran down to the bell tower and got away.
I thought that was a recording. I didn't realize someone thought they were doing it. How does that work?
Well, there's only 10 bells in that thing.
Uh-huh.
It's a very small chime. Well, there are long levers. And then ropes going up to the bell clapper, and then another lever which draws the clapper over against the bell. And you mash these levers down to play it. You know, it's a very energetic thing. You get all you need to do.
That explains why he was playing Happy Birthday yesterday.
Yeah, Mozart was 221 yesterday. Well, do you want to go do some blowing?
Okay. Change the vehicle.
Are you?
Help you to read.
Yeah, sure. In listing, well, you see this little list I drew up here. I just keep it so I don't forget something that we play. This one thing is not on here. We play the Saber Dance. You know, from the Gainey Ballet Suite? So just for the sake of the tape, play also the Saber Dance.
Okay.
Now, Britta, you'll need the large D shell for the Saber Dance. And you need your F shell.
Yeah.
And then I need my F shell, and I need the little screamer.
Yeah. What's the little screamer?
He used to blow me.
Alright, this is on 4. Now we're trying it on 2.
Yes.